One of our favorite seasons is almost here. And at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's.
You're listening to the BBM Global Network with 25 years in broadcast audio and video production. Our passionate team creates content and marketing for the world of internet talk radio. If you've got a passion, come join us at bbmglobalnetwork.com. The BBM Global Network. Your voice is now heard.
This is The Conscious Caregiver with author and elder care coach, Carol Ann Hamilton. Caring for uncopable aging parents, feeling stressed to the max, then you've come to the right place. Let Carol Ann restore some serenity by giving you concrete and sound solutions for challenging and aging parents. So now, please welcome the host of The Conscious Caregiver, Carol Ann Hamilton.
Welcome, everyone, and this is a firecracker greeting to all of you, and you'll know why soon enough. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you're listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, and now also iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. So that means you can access us even more readily than ever before this year. What never changes for any of you is that this is the place where you get grounded and unique solutions that combine the practical and emotional aspects of how to successfully navigate the elder care marathon in a fashion that is unlike the typical content out there. And you know, folks, for anybody who's in North America, you realize that this past weekend was Mother's Day, and I wonder, how did you honestly feel about the occasion? If you're the son or daughter of uncopable parents, as in a difficult mom perhaps, your sentiments will have been mixed to say the least, because it is a day full of societal expectations around what it means to be a good child. If you enjoy positive memories and relationships, you likely celebrate it heartily, and that's terrific. Either way, my guest and I hope by the end of this hour to dispel a whole bunch of myths, caregiving and otherwise, while also igniting you to live agelessly, no matter what. And I'm going to share a few extracts as we set the context for today, because I think by the end of those, you'll find what parallels exist between the work and background that Karen and I share. So here was her recent blog, just a portion of it at least, and she writes, "In our lives, though we come from our birth mother, you know, some who stay present in our lives, some who don't, we all have the potential of being mothered by many people. Not every woman gives birth to a child, but every woman at some point in her life has done some mothering, whether caring for a youth, an aging parent, friends, colleagues, a pet, or even forming a business idea or movement." Karen writes that she lost her mother to the ravages of Alzheimer's when she hadn't even reached her sixth decade. And she says, "I was just about to enter my third. That immense loss fueled my search for positive role models, women who were examples of growing older in ageless ways, as well as women who could offer the wisdom and nurturing inherent in the role of mothering another." That's just a portion. And I wrote a piece called Remembering Ancestral Mothers on my website of copingwithuncopableparents.com. And I recognize that for many, Mother's Day can be a very mixed occasion. And so I turned to role models like my paternal grandmother. And, you know, I still remember her whole routine where you would arrive for a weekend visit that she was babysitting, and you knew that a Jersey Milk chocolate bar would be waiting for you in the kitchen. And it was this whole thing. She says, "Oh, why don't you go into the kitchen? I'm sure that there's something waiting for you." And I long ago figured out what that was. Or even my maternal grandmother, from whom I felt a little bit distant at first, but just in the past few years, I realized, no, she was actually remote because she was still grieving, even at my birth, probably 20 years after the end of World War II, the loss of her son. That made a ton of sense about our relationship. And then there are the aunties. The one who would babysit me, and despite my mother's, saying not to do this, she would feed me bacon in my high chair, and we've laughed about that one since. And so I said, "Oh, thank you, Auntie Irma, for doing that for me, because I'm sure I thoroughly enjoyed it." Or my other aunt, paternal, where we would get to do visits, my cousins and I, across summer holiday periods, and she would just be this kind of anti-MAME character. Anybody who can remember Rosalind Russell in that classic film where she's kind of taking a young boy under her wings and tutoring him in the school of life, as it were, Auntie Ruth was really like that. And so some of those women were truly my role models, and in many ways more my mother than my mother herself. And so I think that that's perfectly in keeping with what both of us have written today. Then there is an extract from Karen's unofficial bio, shall we say. And again, we're going to see some interesting parallels, because she says about herself, "My whole life, I've been a visionary game changer. There's a reason for that. In 1973, my mom phoned to tell me that she had driven into a toll booth head on. And when I asked her why, she told me that the voices on the radio had told her to do it. That moment defined a stark new reality for both of us. I could no longer deny that my mom's Alzheimer's was full blown. There was no retrieving her. She was only 59. After 36 years as a mother and housewife, she had just started to work. She never got to find her voice. She never got to blow her horn. Her life was never fully lived. There was no way I was going to end up that way. I wasn't going to feel invisible, useless, or go quietly into the night. I was just 28. But in that moment, I made up my mind that if I too only had a limited time, I wanted to know that it would what it would take for me to become a woman with a voice, a woman whose life had meaning, a woman full of passion, purpose, and possibility, regardless of my age. The loss of my mother redefined me, and it completely altered the trajectory of my life from then on. Nothing was going to prevent me from using my voice and blowing my horn every day for the rest of my life. Nothing." And so she goes on to say that she realizes that as women especially, we need to raise our consciousness, tap into our unrealized potential, and change the story of who we are at every age, every stage, and every life cycle. So now you start to see what we're coming to today in terms of the theme of living agelessly no matter what. Because my mother's heard voices also, due to paranoid schizophrenia, with which she dealt from about 1970 to 1984 in its most active forms. And the vow I took from that time was not to become that way, and instead really claim who I am in this lifetime. So can you see the parallels where really each of us think of ourselves, Karen and I, in our unique ways as living on the leading edge, as game changers and pioneer visionaries oriented to the future, Well, of course, being grounded in the present. And we are here to influence events at the broadest societal levels, like when she served as a reporter for the White House Conference on Aging, along with being invited to sit on Connecticut's Permanent Commission on the Status of Women's Advisory Council. So can you now also see why I said a firecracker welcome? Because I know that when we head into our first pause, you are going to receive visionary insights from our self-described ever-ready battery bunny. And so stay tuned, folks, for our guest, Karen Sands. Again, I'm Carol Ann Hamilton. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
Essential Nutrients LLC is the brainchild of entrepreneur Barbara Burns. Inspired by a desire to help others, Barbara worked with a team of scientists to develop unique nutritional liquid supplements with the goal to improve the quality of your life. Glucosamine, zinc, and calcium are essential to well-being, and this is the focus of Essential Nutrients LLC. Whether you're a professional athlete, weekend warrior, student, business owner, or homemaker, Essential Nutrients offers products for everyone, including the family pet. And they're easy to take, no pills. Health requires commitment, exercise, a good diet, proper supplementation, and action. So take action today and get your supply of essential liquid nutrients by visiting www.essential-liquids.com. Don't put off your health any longer. Take essential products today and start to measure the difference.
Unleash the obstacles that bind you with certified professional coach Joanne Charette, a master practitioner in energy leadership. Joanne can help you break through personal and professional barriers and guide you to a higher level of empowerment and fulfillment. Passionate and dedicated, Joanne engages with her clients on a mutual journey. Her dynamic energy will motivate you to move forward as you partner on a venture to greater results. Isn't it time to make a breakthrough and commit to live the life you deserve? Invest in yourself and let Joanne Charette be the catalyst to the realization of your dreams by making them a reality. Based in Quebec, Canada, Joanne is also a space coach, using social media and Skype to work with anyone, anywhere around the world. Contact Joanne Charette today at 819-360-3266 or email her at actionrealization@live.ca. 819-360-3266. Now is your time.
Welcome back, everyone, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. We're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. And given our topic today on living agelessly, no matter what, I ask you just to think about during this segment in the background, what secret ideas do you hold about age and aging? What would it mean to you to live agelessly? As we introduce our guest, I remind everyone that we welcome call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And it is now going to be my pleasure to introduce a little more officially our guest today, Karen Sands. And she is a world-class trusted advisor, master certified coach, and expert authority. Karen boldly advocates for the new story of our age. She guides go-getter entrepreneurs, trailblazers, and visionary leaders to their niche in the global business of aging while evolving their role in response to this new narrative. Karen is an in-demand speaker known for dynamic presentations and a remarkable gift for captivating any audience. And she has certainly done that with me when we met behind the scenes by phone and laughed and joyed in her upcoming appearance. Just amongst the many topics that she has written on via her books, there is one called The Ageless Way, where she forecasts that women will redefine growing older, catalyzing a transformation of the business of aging as we all step into the uncharted territory of the new ageless way. Isn't that inspiring? I find it so. Thus, Karen, Welcome to The Conscious Caregiver, and thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Absolutely, my pleasure to be here.
Beautiful. Now, you know we have a lot to accomplish here, so why don't we start by having you trace what has actually been quite the journey from starting up your own nonprofit organization to becoming an entrepreneur at a major corporate America financial services company, and then you have been an educational gerontologist with the prestigious Brookdale Center for Healthy Aging and Longevity, and of course you consider your lifelong role to be a social entrepreneur and visionary pathfinder. Phew, wasn't that a mouthful? So take it from there, Karen.
Well, you know, I think it really all starts, with the retell of the story of my mom. Had I known then what I know now, I might have gotten here a lot sooner. But as many of us in the aging field, and caretakers, I consider you in the aging field. You are the core of the aging field. But for many of us that got into the field, it was because of something that happened to us or to someone we loved. And so that story about my mom and the realization that her life had ended way prematurely and that I was not going to let that happen to me. What really came out of that was that I did not know at that age of 28, I'm now 75. So at 28, I didn't know what it meant to be an older person, much less an older woman. And I had been an educator in actually out in California in the school systems. So I had heard of a pension, but I really didn't know what it meant. It had no relevancy to me at 28. So the idea of becoming older, just what was that? Why was this happening? Here I was at 28, realizing that I wasn't going to get to try on aging. It was coming one way or the other. And I may not get a chance to try on Alzheimer's. It may come, as it is meant to be or not meant to be. And so that changed the trajectory. I wanted to find out, very selfishly at first, what it meant to be an older person and an older woman. What was that future going to look like? And whatever it was, I wanted to make it mine. I wanted to own it. But then I realized with all the years I had been working with women and men and women, in terms of their careers, in terms of their life choices, et cetera, et cetera, I needed to bring that story to other people, but first I had to find it out for myself. And that has been the trajectory I have been on for the rest of those years until today and beyond. And my dedication is that we have to, if we're going to restore ourselves, and this is especially true of caregivers, if we're going to restore ourselves and our lives, we also have to restory. We must restore what it means to age and what it means to be ageless. And so when I think of ageless, and I actually will take this right from my book, if you don't mind, if I can find the right page for it. But ageless to me is a shift. It's a stage. It's a perspective, a new perspective. It's a way of being, and it's a gift. It is not something we have defined very well. For me, what it means is that we are not defined or limited by age, but rather we are defined by who we are and what we bring to the table, no matter what our age or stage. When Carol Ann and I started talking about what this conversation would be about, I felt at first that I was not the right person to be speaking with you, because I have not lived a life of caregiving, I thought, and caretaking. And I thought, wait a minute now, I have been a caretaker of my husband when he was having to survive, hopefully survive, from a widowmaker's heart attack. Now that is 10 years ago. But I lived through those first years with him going through that, and the loss and the not knowing who this man was or where my life would go if I was to be his caretaker. Years later, that switched, and he became my caretaker after a very simple surgery that turned into crippling me for 3 years. And he was my caretaker. So perhaps I know more than I suggested. And as I go back to my mom's life, I could not be her caretaker. My own life took me in a different direction. And she passed on, not knowing who I was or recognizing me. So when I think about caretaking, and I think about the three keys to longevity, which is purpose and optimism and resiliency, I think this is core to what we as caretakers and caregivers need to understand.
Karen, hold that thought right there. This is so powerful, and we're just going to take a little bit of a break. You are listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio. Author, radio show host, and coach John M. Hawkins reveals strategies to help gain perspective, build confidence, find clarity, achieve goals. John M. Hawkins' new book, Coached to Greatness, Unlock Your Full Potential with Limitless Growth, published by iUniverse. Hawkins reveals strategies to help readers accomplish more. He believes the book can coach them to greatness. Hawkins says that the best athletes get to the top of their sport with the help of coaches, mentors, and others. He shares guidance that helps readers reflect on what motivates them, rediscover and assess their core values, philosophies, and competencies, find settings that allow them to be the most productive, and track their progress towards accomplishing goals. Listen to John Hawkins' My Strategy, Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio.
How delightful is it to have you with us today? It's a joy, and we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm Carol Ann Hamilton, and you are listening to The Conscious Caregiver. Always a reminder that we welcome call-ins at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And we have with us today the stellar visionary Karen Sands, and I think already in her trace of quite the journey personally and professionally, you can start to understand how, according to her web banner, which accurately says, she is indeed shaping the new story of our age. And along with her, I would probably have you reflect upon during this next segment, what new story do you want to shape and write for your life as a result of what she will continue to share by way of more wisdom that you can use both as a caregiver and in general. And Karen, I was especially struck by being one of those caretakers who kind of fell backwards into the elder care arena as a result of my own journey with my parents. And I loved your distinction between restoring ourselves and restoring, which was terrific. So maybe you can take us next into possibly some challenges in bringing forward those messages, or maybe even you start to share with us some attitudes and mindsets that you would say, if we are to restore and restory, what will help us to do exactly that? Take it away, Karen.
Thank you. You know, I think the biggest thing that people talk about caretakers and caregivers is the isolation, is the depression, is the loneliness. And there are a lot of people talking about that, so I don't want to take our time. But I do want to say that over the age of 75, depression is off the charts. So if you take that with the lives of caretakers, almost as if you've gone through a black hole. And so it's even more important than ever before that you take on a different attitude, an attitude that is optimistic, that gives you that ignition to be resilient. And that is, this is not forever. Whatever situation we're in, no matter what it is, I lost everything in 2001. My whole home office, my whole work, all my research, my whole life, all our pictures, all destroyed, all gone. But in that loss, in that falling into the black hole is where we have a chance, like the phoenix rising. You know, the true story of the phoenix rising is that the phoenix has a second chance to rise. It's given a second chance to sing its song. So if you feel like you are in that black hole, please take a big picture view. This is temporary. Life will go on. We need to laugh. We need to sing. We need to be in nature. We need to be with others. But we need to remember that this is a story and that we are the authors of that story. This isn't over. It's looking at this in what are the gems? Is there a purpose here? Is there a restoring that becomes your new mission? And I know you don't have the time. Your life is completely taken over by caretaking. But there are those moments, there are those moments in the silence where you can be still with yourself, that you can call in a new view of what this time is about. What is it for you to learn? I visited with a new accountant the other day, and I shared this with Carol Ann, but I want to say it here too. This gentleman, he must have been, I don't know, 45-ish, and he shared with me when he heard I was a gerontologist, he shared with me that he was taking care of his elderly mother, who also had dementia or a range of dementia. And he would see her every day at the end of the day. And his office was only a few blocks away. And I asked him how he was managing this, because as is so typical with many of us, the siblings were not involved, but he was the primary caretaker. He had someone there during the day, but every day at 4 or 5, he would come in to see his mom, who no longer even recognized him most of the time. And I asked him how he was able to do that. And he said, because she took care of me my entire life. This is only a matter of a year or two of mine. I can give that time. It gives me purpose. So that's where he drew. He turned the dross into gold. And that's what we need to do into the restoring. Your life is not over as a caregiver. It may be on pause, or it may be just beginning anew. And so we need to look at this, because 1 in 4 of us living today is going to live past 90. Someone today is probably going to live to 1,000. So we need to look if your life is still going to continue. So maybe this pause time is also the time you do some self-immersion and self-study and begin to look at what you want to do next. And how you're going to arrange it, because your life is not over. It's just in a new chapter. There are new chapters after that to come. And so to keep your purpose and optimism and to be resilient, I came up with a number of years ago, I kind of got with a download unexpectedly in the desert of Arizona. I was in my 40s, I think, at that time. And do we have time for this?
Yeah, we're about a couple of minutes or less to our next little pause,
good.
Karen. Yep.
Good. So as I move through the business of aging and the aging of business and women in aging and all of us in aging, I came up and downloaded what came to be 52 principles of what I call ageless principles. And the first one is to commit to greatness. Now, I can imagine if you are feeling the way so many of us have when we are caretaking or even being taken care of, greatness is the farthest thing from what we're thinking about. But in fact, it is what we should be thinking about. It's same thing with the phoenix that rose again. It is that unique DNA greatness that is your signature that doesn't go away because you're caretaking for someone else. Hopefully it's even enriched more so and enhanced more so. But it is what brings you through those different chapters of your story. So please hold on to that. Look and find that thread of your greatness that rolls out like a ball of twine, showing you the way forward. So even in the gloomiest of times, you can see the shimmer of that thread, showing you there is still a new story for you.
How prosaic, Karen. Wow, I know you have 52 principles, and so we may actually come back and share a little bit further of them. So you can definitely see, all of you who are listening, that Karen has pointed out some quite dangerous traps for caregivers, and also how we can view this chapter of life and even transform it. So I would say we're due for a little bit of a pause, and so we're coming to you live from the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. You're listening to The Conscious Caregiver, and we're chatting today with certified master and mentor coach, number one Amazon best-selling author, and firecracker speaker, Karen Sands, on a theme we're calling Living Agelessly No Matter What.
Mike Zorich, a three-time California state champion in Greco-Roman wrestling at 114 pounds. Mike, blind since birth, was born in Hartford, Connecticut. He was a six-time national placer, including 2 seconds, two-thirds, and two-fourths. He also won the Veterans Folkstyle Wrestling twice at 152 pounds. In all these tournaments, he was the only blind competitor. Nancy Zorich, a creative spirit whose talents have taken her to the stage and into galleries and exhibitions in several states. Her father, a commercial artist who shared his instruments with his daughter and helped her fine-tune her natural abilities, influenced her decision to follow in his footsteps. Ms. Zorich has enjoyed a fruitful career doing what she loves. Listen Saturday mornings at 12 Eastern for the Nancy and Mike Show for heartwarming stories and interesting talk on the BBM Global Network. Tune into It's All About You with host Dr. Martha Latz, a lively weekly broadcast on BBM Global Network, one of the most empowering shows for time-starved, overscheduled multitaskers. The professional expertise of Dr. Latz is directly available live every Thursday at 1 p.m. to answer and address concerns about relationships, life transitions of career, meeting, dating, and committed relationships. It's All About You with Dr. Latz will expand your understanding of current concerns across your relationships by broadening and expanding possible solutions in developing skills for mutually desired outcomes. Dr. Martha's expertise is as a licensed marriage and family therapist, life, transition coach, and all things to do with communication at work, home, and with friends. Check out her website at auniquetherapycenter.com.
Thanks for the honor of being part of your day. We never take it for granted. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. We are yet welcoming call-ins for my guest and me today at 1-866-451-1451. That's 1-866-451-1451. And we're thrilled to be connecting with leading Neurofuturist, best-selling author of 11 books, firecracker speaker, and game changer Karen Sands about living agelessly no matter what life stage you find yourself in. Certainly we're referring a lot to caregiving and otherwise. And just before the break, Karen was sharing from her 52 principles, things that she has lived and learned about this chapter of life. And she is encouraging us as caregivers not to think that this particular phase will last forever. And even though we don't believe, we have a minute to spare during the day. She's yet inviting us anyway, and I concur strongly, to think about what do we want to design beyond this chapter, because many of us will live to 90 and over, well over, I agree, that we should not think of this as the end, but rather a period in time. And how do we want to author our own lives? So Karen, from where we left off, what else would you like to advise our valued audience?
First of all, thank you for having me and visiting with you all today. Sorry, we have a lot of pollen here, so I'm feeling it this morning. You know, I say commit to greatness, and I'm sure some of you saying, oh, yeah, right. Okay, I have time for this. But it really is critical, because that is who you came in to be. And there is some purpose in the place that you find yourself in now. And so I want to add this to you and for you, is that before you came into this place that you're in this phase that you're in, you had a vision. You had a vision for your life and for who you wanted to be and how you wanted to show up. That doesn't change. It doesn't have to be put aside. In fact, it needs to be threaded through in every day of your life as a caretaker and not. And so I ask you to hold that vision. First of all, to revisit it. If you've lost that thread, go back to it, journal about it, speak about it, share about it. And hold that vision and don't let go. If you can, start writing, start researching, use whatever time, even in those wee hours, so that you have that thread, that ball of twine that keeps rolling out as you go. And remember this, that thought is creative. Many of you have probably heard this before, but it really is. So it's how you hold that story of who you are in this present time, who you are as you age, as well as you caretake. But with the lengthening of longevity, there is so much more ahead. So use this time to live with purpose, to change your thoughts, to even begin to look at your thoughts. When they're negatives, I'm not saying you have to do an affirmation, but step back from it and say, wait a minute, is this really the truth I'm telling myself, or is this something that I've made up? The thought is creative. Stop and change those thoughts about the time you're in. It is temporary. What I've told a lot of my clients over the many years is, put, you know, an invisible words across your forehead, and it's in neon, only you can see it. And it says, this is temporary, because it is. This is temporary. The other thing, another principle is that clarity leads to power. So you need to gain clarity about the time you're in, why you are doing what you're doing, how you are doing it, who is in your life, who is supporting you while you support others. And who are you at this time in your life? You are everything you've been up until now. And that brings me to something else that we can go into, I hope, in the next session. Maybe we can hear from people. But I also came up with a list of what I call ageless attributes. And to me, every caregiver I have ever met actually attains these attributes and sustains them. So I want to share them with you so you can also hold this about yourself, so you can reflect this back to yourself as you go through those difficult times. The first of which is presence. We need to be present to ourselves and present to those we caretake for. We need to be authentic. So authenticity is high on the list. No matter what, we need to stay aligned with who we really are, who we truly are and are meant to be. And what may even be harder at times when we're caregiving, we need to be the truth teller. And we need to have boundaries so that we and those we care for can appreciate each other. We need to be vulnerable while we are also showing our strengths.
These are so important, Karen, in terms of the attributes, and just keeping a wee time check here.
Yep.
I think we still have an opportunity to go into some more. And as you said, what we do in our last segment with you, I want to say to the audience, okay, so can you start to also understand and connect to some of the very dangerous traps that many caregivers unknowingly fall into? And that included myself for a period of time, namely that we must, you know, as if we must necessarily run around ragged and compromise our own health during this chapter of life, as if our aging must inevitably lead to poor health. And that is just amongst many non-serving beliefs. And we, of course, are here today to transform all of that via your expertise, which I noticed in my research. At one point you talked about conscious aging, and that struck me when we're talking about the conscious caregiver. So just as we prepare to go into our next little break, I want to remind everybody of the call-in at 1-866-451-1451, 1-866-451-1451. And I am your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. This is the Conscious Caregiver Show, and we're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes.
If you seek a courageous advocate prepared to champion your rights with consumer service agencies that support aging populations, Carol Ann Hamilton is the one for you. Carol Ann is an elder care coach, author, and speaker with a 250,000 hours lived experience successfully supporting uncopable aging parents. As a result of a challenging journey, Carol Ann revolutionizes how stressed out caregivers restore serenity to their worlds. She also brings over 25 years of change management expertise in Fortune 500 settings to catalyze urgent transformation within the elder care industry. Carol Ann is a popular speaker at conferences across North America. She has appeared via TV, radio, and print globally. Now you can tune in weekly to get a dose of her inspiration, plus down-to-earth advice to cope with even the most difficult aging parents. Listen Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on Bold Brave Media and TuneIn Radio. Master of words, powerful player. What life-changing words can Dr. Janet Smith Warfield pull out of her magical toolbox that just might mysteriously open a door you never knew was there? A door to free yourself from fear forever. Transform your rage into right action. Release your guilt. Position you into a life of freedom, purpose, passion, power, and peace. All quite suddenly, unexpectedly, and almost miraculously, with no effort on your part. Join Dr. Janet every Monday at noon Eastern on Dancing with Words, Dancing with Wisdom on the BBM Global Network, as she and her guests show you how words map our experiences, immersing you in a sound bath that relaxes your muscles, opens your mind, and supports you in co-creating your extraordinary life.
Always, I thank everyone for choosing to be such a treasured member of our audience. And this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton. And we are thrilled today to have with us leading gerofuturist, best-selling author of 11 books, firecracker speaker, and game changer, Karen Sands. And I have to say, Karen, I especially love your popular titles, which include The Ageless Way, Gray is the New Green, and especially Visionaries Have Wrinkles. And so we have reached our last few moments together today. So I want to make sure that we get to a couple of reminders. Please tell us as we come back now, where can people access more of this rich wisdom that you are imparting with us? Where do we find you?
Well, first of all, I have my primary site, which is KarenSands, SANDS.com. So there's tons there, a blog, newsletters, articles, interviews, videos, tons of stuff, tons. So please come and visit me there. The other exciting news, which has been a long journey for me, is that I am working on, you know, like a mad scientist behind the curtain, creating new programs, learning programs online and off about what the ageless story is really about and what the ageless future will be for us. So those will all be available. And starting probably this summer, I am going to be doing some webinars, because I want to keep reaching out. You know, I can't travel all over the world the way I might have when I was 50, but I can certainly live stream and do FaceTime and webinars. So I'm making myself even more available as I can. Excuse me.
Very good.
One of the things I really, really, really want to stress is what I've learned with great losses and turns and twists that one could never have expected that came to me in my life and brought me on this path, is that I always am reminded of promise and possibility. Promise and possibility. It's so critical when we are in phases where we feel detached or unattached or invisible, that this is, again, as I said before, temporary, because the promise and possibilities are enormous. I did not know that the thread that carried me through my life, I can see it now, of course, in retrospect, and I help others do that as well, is I can see that this started way before my mom was diagnosed. She's one of the early people diagnosed with Alzheimer's back in the, you know, early 70s. But that thread was there before, and it continued after. Carolyn mentioned I ended up, after being an entrepreneur and running growth centers, et cetera, et cetera, I ended up in corporate America. And where did I land? I landed in pensions. Pension services. That's where I was trained to be a futurist and look at what was coming down the pike for the graying of the globe. Who knew? I went from a science educator to this. So, you know, the thread is there. You need to look for it so that even in those hard, hard moments and times, that thread of possibility and promise is there. Please know that. Please hold on to it. Get help to find it again, because it's there for you. And for me, you know, this has not been a straight line path to become a subject matter expert in the field. This has been a lifetime of zigzags. So don't get thrown by the zigzags. I learned early on in my, I guess I was in my 20s or 30s, from a great man, Buckminster Fuller. Some of you may know the name, and if not, you might want to read about him. And he had a theory, as he learned it in nature, that when you watch bumblebees or honeybees, and they go down for the nectar, they go at a right angle, right? Think about it. They're going buzz, 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 and all of a sudden, zoom, they go down to where the nectar is. And so he advised that that is, in fact, how we should be looking at life. And I have since done that. That every time there is a right angle, something taking you off what you thought was your true path, it actually might be your truer path. So all the things that have happened to me in my life have actually kept me on the same path. It just looked different and it zigzagged, but it kept me going, excuse me, in this same direction. So this time out, if you would, let it be a time of introspection, but not a time of detachment. Stay in life. Be your life and your story, because that thread is still rolling. And this may, in fact, this time as a caregiver or caretaker may be that right angle. My right angle where I wrote my greatest work, I believe, to date, that is, is the ageless way. And I refer that because I want you to hear this from my heart and soul. I had this minor operation, and I was crippled for 3 years thereafter. That is when I wrote The Ageless Way. I remember being between pain and tears, and my poor husband, my beloved husband, of 42 years, by the way, caretaking me. And I struggled and I said, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing now. I'm stuck. I can't walk. I can't sit. I can't lie down. Who am I? And the message that came down like a whoosh of a download was, we could never have gotten you to finish this book had we not knocked you flat on your back.
Is
write
that ever something?
Book.
Wow.
Rewrite this book.
Wow.
And that is that book. And it Karen. Is a great book. It is an evergreen book. So please, all of you know, this is not time over. It is maybe a timeout, but it's temporary.
And it's
and
all
it's for
on
a
the
reason.
And it's all on the path, which is such a beautiful
yes.
summary. Karen, can you stay with us for me to properly thank you when we come back from a wee last pause? Can you
of
stay
course,
with us a couple of extra
yes,
minutes?
Yes, yes.
Because we're just due to head into our last cherished moments together. And I want to let everybody know, of course, that we're on the BBM Global Network and TuneIn Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show, where we've been together with Dynamo, Karen Sands, today so far. Stay tuned, everyone.
Did you know that your beliefs create your entire reality, but it's the subconscious beliefs that do most of the creating? Belief shifter and life coach Shiraz can help you identify those limiting beliefs and eliminate them, often in a single session.
Like it was almost instant, like I had relief right away.
Creating better health, relationships, careers, and finances. Let Shiraz help you step out of safety and into awareness.
Definitely something's happening. It's like a flow inside. Yeah, it feels good.
Whether in person or online, Shiraz provides personal coaching, belief shifting. Visit Shiraz at energeticmagic.com or call 416-529-7429. Energetic Magic on the BBM Global Network, Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Find your greater happiness. Be well. Be aware. Be magical. Have you ever wondered why some children recover from their symptoms of autism while others never seem to get any better? After 13 years of research, Karen Thomas has recovered her own son from his symptoms of autism naturally. She now shares how she did it with you in her free webinar so that you can have the right resources and knowledge to help your child. The definition of recovery is to regain health. Karen offers this to you in four stages: healing the gut, natural heavy metal detoxification, balancing the co-infections of autism, brain support, and repair. Register now for this free webinar to help you know what you can do to help your child to sleep better, be more calm, improve focus, and reach their fullest potential to live a happy, healthy life. Go to naturallyrecoveringautism.com/free workshop, empowering parents with the resources to naturally recover autism from a mom who's done it.
Goodness, how quickly our time with Karen Sands has come to an end for today. And we're, of course, on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is the Conscious Caregiver Show. And Karen, thank you for remaining with us, because I really so want to thank you for agreeing to be on. You know that I started out being an enthralled fan of your wonderful newsletter, Ageless Beat, Timeless Wisdom for Ageless Generations, and I want you to be reinforced in this. It took me some doing to reach out to such a credentialed rock star who leads an exceptionally busy life with your firecracker speaking, authorship, trailblazing, and more. And on the other hand, this is what's important, like those classy people who are contributing to society, you have remained down to earth throughout and have been unfailingly gracious as well as supportive in welcoming your appearance on The Conscious Caregiver, because I'm sure both of us can summon those who become bombastic, aka too big for their britches, with fame. And you are not one of them. We have laughed together while preparing for today, and I know you have inspired this treasured audience throughout. So thank you for being on, Karen.
It's a gift. Just a
very
gift.
Good.
Thank you.
Very good. And so now in this last few moments, what we do is to preview a little bit about next week. And we have perhaps something a wee bit different on tap, where my guest and I have decided, indeed, an overall banner, which we always do, and it's going to be called How to Fill Up Your Cup When You Are Giving to Others. And we're going to encompass within that a series of four mini segments that are called Everyone Has a Story. And that's also valuing our elders' memories before it's too late. We're going to be addressing clearing the emotional blocks, which very much can come up during this chapter of life. We have a little element that we're calling healing the undones. And anything that is unfinished business will rise to the surface during this chapter of life like nobody's business. And yet that's where the power of transformation resides. And we'll also touch upon setting appropriate boundaries, as did Karen, which is quite vital. And within each, our guest will be sharing from her expertise in leading retreats, workshops, and so on. So I'm certain we'll have fun with the switch up. Now, for the time being, Canada is about to head into our first long holiday weekend of the summer called Victoria Day, in keeping with our British roots. And for our American friends, it will soon be Memorial Day. Either way, here's what I urge you to start thinking about now. How are you going to deliberately spend your summer as it regards aging parents or others whom you caregive, which could be other aging relatives, a significant other, friends, colleagues, neighbors, even adult children who live with you at home? We have listeners who absolutely benefit in that regard. And I want to emphasize the word deliberate. You will soon see me write about proactively designing your summer via an upcoming blog at copingwithuncopableparents.com. And in the meantime, you know that you can always access me at carolann@carolannhamilton.com in order to set up a confidential free readiness session to access my coaching services. Always go to the archives too at boldbravemedia.com, shows The Conscious Caregiver under self-help or health. I say in signing off, you've been strong too long. How about you dare to care with flair? We're on the BBM Global Network, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and Apple iTunes. I'm your host, Carol Ann Hamilton, and this is The Conscious Caregiver Show.
You've been listening to The Conscious Caregiver with host Carol Ann Hamilton. For a fresh and unique approach to modern caregiving, listen to gain a weekly dose of inspiration and down-to-earth advice right here on The Conscious Caregiver with Carol Ann Hamilton.
You've been listening to the BBM Global Network. The ideas, views, and opinions of this broadcast are those of the participants of the program and are not necessarily the ideas, views, and opinions of the BBM Global Network Company.
One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. And build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's. One of our favorite seasons is almost here, and at Lowe's, we're ready to bring on fall. Make that bathroom pop with matte black Moen fashion plumbing and faucets. Bring fresh color inside with a range of Seco paints. and build leaf piles for the kids and maybe yourself with a Craftsman leaf blower. If you're ready to bring on fall, visit Lowe's.ca to get home delivery or curbside pickup. Lowe's,